8:6 to 2:3.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out the notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-888-242-1022. That's 1-888-242-1022. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Labor Day, everybody. I hope you get to enjoy the day, whether you have outside activities or inside activities planned. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. Being that it's a day that all of us are supposed to relax because we work hard every single day of the year, I thought what I would do is allow you just to sit back, get a pad of paper, and I'm going to give you information about what you should be doing at this time of the year. We're going to tell you what to do with your trees and shrubs. We're going to tell you what to do with your lawn, with your annuals, your perennials, your roses, your vegetable garden. We're going to talk about fertilizing and how to prepare for the changes in season and how to prepare your plants for the changes in season. So just sit back, relax. We're not going to take any phone calls today. We'll get back to that next week. But all I want to do today is to help you to plan the rest of summer, what's left of it, the fall season, and to get ready for the winter. Okay? So let's start with flowering trees. If any of you have flowering trees, there's a couple things that you really need to know that you should do to those trees to help them to flower better and longer and to have less disease problems. Now, flowering crabs, for example, especially the older varieties, the varieties that have been around for a long time, and they're usually a lot less money. They're still available. They're good varieties. But a lot of these varieties of flowering crab get a fungus on the foliage. And knowing this, we want to try and eliminate or at least cut back on the spotting of the foliage so that the tree looks better during the year. So this is what I want you to do. As soon as all the leaves have fallen from the tree, you need to rake them and need to get the leaves out of there. The reason is the leaves that have fallen from your tree, if you look at them, they probably are yellow, but there's some black spots on them. And those little black spots on the leaves are dormant spores for next year. So if you allow those leaves to sit at the base of the plant, when the tree produces new leaves next April and May, the spores that are on these dead leaves will wake up. They'll be like little hot air balloons. They'll float to the surface, attach themselves to the new leaves, and now you've got the same problem again. So if you eliminate this year's problem, that means less of a problem next year. So kind of a fall cleanup around your flowering trees. Now, to help eliminate the possibility of some of those spores and insect eggs being left on the tree again for next year, what I'd like you to do is go down to your local garden center, pick up two products, horticultural oil or all-season oil, and that will take care of any eggs of insects that were left on the branches, on the trunk, on the twigs of the tree. And this oil is totally organic. You just spray it directly on the plant. It smothers any eggs that are there. And again, you're eliminating a problem before it starts. Now, at the same time that you're putting down this all-season oil, you can mix a copper fungicide with it. Now, the copper fungicide will do the same thing to disease spores that were left on the tree. So, you spray the oil, and you can mix the copper together. The oil will smother any eggs of bugs, and the copper will smother any disease spores that will attack the foliage next spring. So by doing it now, during the time of the year when all the leaves off, not today, but when the leaves come off in the fall, and then I would like you to do it again in late March or April. Two applications of the oil and the copper fungicide. And that will help, I guarantee you, a big difference in the quality of your foliage. Less black spots, less insects, and a lot less work for you. And now you can do the same thing on your fruit trees. Apples, peaches, pears, plums, cherries, any of your fruit trees. When the leaves come off, clean them, spray them with the oil and the copper fungicide, and that will eliminate insects that have been waiting there all winter and diseases that are waiting there also. So all of your fruit trees, all of your flowering trees, if you can do this, it will make a big difference. Now, the other thing that really helps, if we get a winter that we get very little snow, we get a lot of cold, we get a lot of nice sunny days, the ground will freeze and thaw. If you can put down a couple of inches of just regular pine bark mulch around the base of the tree, 2-3 feet in diameter, it'll make it easier for you to mow, and the mulch will freeze and thaw, your roots will stay frozen, less damage, and a better tree when spring arrives. Now, if they are trees that you have had problems with not producing as many flower buds on them, if you live north of Boston or in an area where you do get some cold weather, and for example, your traditional spring flowering dogwood, if you could spray the tree with a product called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop, when you're done with everything, right on the buds, on the tip of all of your branches, this will coat those buds so there's less winter damage. And your spring flowering dogwood, the pink and the white, the pink is not as hardy as the white. And if you love dogwoods and you're looking for that color, and every year the plant makes buds, but the flowers don't open, could be that your area is too exposed to the wind, could be this cold and hot, try putting a little bit of Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop on it, and that will help a great deal. So, for your fruit trees, for your flowering trees, clean, mulch, oil, and fungicide. And then a little bit of Wilt Proof. If they're big mature trees, you don't need the Wilt Proof. But for young trees, until they get established on your property, it does make a big, big difference. Now, if you have shade trees, newly planted, again, bark mulch makes a big, big difference around the roots. Plus, the bark mulch prevents you from mowing into the trunk of the tree, banging up against the bark and hurting the bark, which means disease and insect problems. So protect the bark of the tree by putting a barrier of bark mulch around it. And if you want, on both the flowering trees and the shade trees, newly planted, in the fall of the year, in this bed, put some spring flowering bulbs in it. Tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, perfect growing medium. And unless the trees are fully mature, there won't be a problem. But for newly planted trees of all types, put some spring flowering bulbs in it. They'll give you some color. It will rejuvenate you after a long winter. and you'll be in terrific shape. Now, your shade trees, if they're big, and you've noticed a lot of dead branches here and there for more mature trees, and you need to have those branches taken down, or there are some limbs of the shade trees going over your house, and you're thinking about having an arborist come to repair the tree, to prevent damage, to keep it healthy, the winter is the best time. The reason is, think of what all those leaves weigh. And if you can eliminate the leaves from the branches weigh a lot less. And during the winter, the arborists are not as busy, and you can probably get a better price than, saying, waiting until April when the arborist is running around like crazy to try and help everybody. In the winter, they're not as busy. They're looking for business. And I'm sure they'll do a great job for you. So you give that a try. I know you will love it. So get rid of those branches. If you have some newly planted birch and they're in a clump, you may want to take a piece of string, tie it to one tree, and like a corkscrew, wrap it around the individual branches to kind of hold them together. That way, if we get a heavy, wet snow, they're all braced together and they don't bend and break for you.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand pump-and-go sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the pump-and-go sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand pump-and-go sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Garden Club. It's a beautiful day when you're in the garden, no matter what the weather is. And hopefully where you live, the weather is great today. You're able to do a little bit of yard work. But it's Labor Day weekend, and you should be able to spend some time enjoying all of the planting that you have done in your garden. Today we're kind of talking about what you should be doing to the various plants. And I want to talk a little bit about fruit trees right now. One of the things that fruit trees really need more than anything else, especially the first 2 or 3 years, the trunk of the tree needs to be wrapped with hardware cloth. And hardware cloth is a wire that has half-inch holes in the wire. And the reason you need to do this, if we have a winter with a lot of snow, the moles, the voles, the mice, the chipmunks that are active could eat the bark itself because the bark of a fruit tree is very, very sweet and it's tender and it's soft and they can girdle a tree very, very quickly. And girdling means chewing the bark all the way around the trunk of the tree. And when they do that, the tree will die. And the reason it dies is the little water tubes that run from the roots to the leaf are right against the bark. And when the mice and the other little critters, rabbits and whatever is active where you live, are awoken, they will eat that bark as a food source. When they eat the bark, they break the water tube, and now the moisture that the plant needs that's in the ground cannot move up to the top of the tree. It doesn't kill the tree the first year, but within 3 years, the tree is dead. And when you put the wire collar around it, you want to push it into the ground about an inch, maybe two, depending on your soil. And you want to run the wire to the first branch, which is going to be in that 2 to 3 foot range. Okay? Now, as you put the circle of wire around the trunk, leave a space of about 1 inch between the trunk of the tree and the wire. So there's the gap in there. Because if you put the wire right up against the trunk of the tree, the animals can climb up the wire, gnaw right through the holes, and do the damage. So push it in the ground an inch or two. That way, if they're digging, they're going to hit the wire. Keep it an inch away from the actual trunk of the tree. And by doing it that way, giving it a good inch, that collar, that wire collar, will last on the tree for 3 years. After 3 years, you can take out the collar because the bark that was young and fleshy and very soft, after being exposed to the weather, the sun, the cold, will toughen up and will start to have like a grain to it, making it very hard, and the animals don't want that. They want stuff that's smooth and very, very tasty. So make sure that you put the wire. Now, newly planted fruit trees, normally when you buy them, they're going to be in a neighborhood of maybe 4 to 6 feet tall. They should be staked. And you can buy a staking kit at your local nursery that you would drive either a couple of stakes, one on each side of the tree, and hold it together with wire. And to protect the tree, a piece of tubing. You can use an old hose. You can go to the hardware store and buy that PVC tubing that they use for a fish tank. Put the wire through it, and that way the wire doesn't dig into the trunk of the tree. So you can either do two stakes with the wire and the tubing, or you can buy a staking kit, which is three stakes, three wires, and that works very, very well. Now, if you live in an area where you've had deer in the past, the deer, when the snow gets deep, will come in to look to eat that tree. So you should use a deer repellent on the tree and or around the tree. And traditionally, the deer are not going to get active until around December. So after Christmas, get out there, put the animal repellent, and you'll be in wonderful shape to have a great spring for you. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The new EcoSmart Home Pest Control is organic and non-toxic, plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticide. Safe to use around kids and pets, it will kill and repel over 100 home-invading pests. Its fast-acting formula will kill on contact. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use in the kitchen, around food preparation areas, and storage. Will not harm your environment. Look for the green and white package with a red safety seal. It's not just smart, it's Eco.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Labor Day weekend, and we thought we would allow you just to sit back and relax, get a pad of paper, a pencil, and just take some notes. And we're going to try and touch all the categories in the garden during the 4 hours of the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, we've talked about flowering trees, shade trees, new fruit trees. Let's talk about some small or medium-sized flowering trees that we're planting for the first time. We have newly planted trees. They've been in the ground, it could have been this past April or May, or even planted in the fall. And fall is a great time to plant trees and shrubs. An absolute wonderful time to plant trees and shrubs. The ground is warm, so they'll get a quick start on it. Best of all, the nurseries, the garden centers, late in the fall are having sales on them, and you can get 25-30% off, sometimes even more. So, you know, don't be wary about a sale. If you see the nurseries are having a fall sale on shrubs and trees, look at the tree before you buy it. Make sure all the branches are alive, they're green. The root ball has to be intact. So if it's in a plastic pot, great. If it's in a wrapped in burlap, it should be, if it's a good sized tree, should be in a wire basket. And the ball should feel firm. So if the ball feels firm, the burlap is pretty much intact, all of the branches either have leaves or when you scratch the ends, they're nice and green, buy it because you're going to save yourself a ton of money. And when spring comes, it's one job less that you have to do. So think about doing some fall planting. Now, if you're planting a tree and it's over 6 feet, it really should be staked. Because when the wind picks up in the winter, it's like a sail on a boat. The wind blows on the top of the tree bends, and there's a reaction underground. And that's really important. So if you can stake the tree in place with either a three-wire or a double stick to hold it in place with wire, great. There won't be any reaction below the ground. And the little tiny root hairs that are beginning to form right now will not be snapped with the ball moving in the soil. So it holds it in place, and there's a lot less damage to the plant. So get that done. Now, the other thing that I want you to do, and this is only for the first year, any newly planted trees, whether they are fruit, shade, or flowering, new this year, I want you to buy from the garden center something called tree wrap. And tree wrap is like a chewed up, like a brown paper bag color. But inside, it's about 4 inches, maybe 5 inches wide. And it's a two-layer paper with the center being filled with a tar-type product. You start at the base of the tree, at the ground, and you wrap it all the way around the trunk of the tree to the first branch. What this does, it protects the trunk from the hot winter sun. Because what happens during the winter, the air is cold. So let's say the air temperature is 20. It's going to get colder than that, but it's 20. The sun comes up, it hits the trunk of your tree, warms it up to 32, 33, 34 degrees, and the sun hits the trunk of that tree all day. Well, in the winter, your days are shorter. So by 4 o'clock, 4:30, the sun's getting ready to go down. When the sun stops hitting the bark, the trunk that was now 34, 35 degrees quickly cools down. The end result is it will cool down to the same temperature as the air around it. What happens is this freezing and thawing will rupture young bark. When you put the tree wrap around it, it cools gradually. There's no sudden chill, and there's less damage to the trunk. It may cost you a couple of dollars, but is it worth having damage to the tree that could set it back and the tree could never grow to its potential? So a little bit of tree wrap, again, from the ground to the first branch, is going to make a big deal. If the tree is over 6 foot, we're going to stake it. We're going to put some bark mulch around it, again, to prevent freezing and thawing. And if you're in a real windy area and you've planted some delicate trees, Japanese red maple, the very first year, if they're in a windy area with a lot of sun, there's a tendency to have some dieback. And the dieback would be on the tips of the branches, sometimes killing the tips 3 inches, 4 inches, sometimes even a foot. Perfectly healthy, did great for you all year, but all of a sudden, because of the winter weather, you get dieback. So for a Japanese red maple that you spend a lot of money when you buy it, get some wilt proof or wilt stop. and spray all of the tips of the branches. It's going to cost you $3 or $4. But to buy a new one, if you lose, let's say, 6 inches of every branch, you lower the quality of that plant by probably a third of what you paid for it. So spend the $5, put the wilt proof or wilt stop on it, and that will protect those buds, less dieback. The tree keeps its shape, and when spring comes, it's gorgeous. So that's what we need to do with those. So we're going to use wilt proof, mulch, staking, tree wrap. Do that, and your tree will be absolutely beautiful. Now, if you have some new planted trees, shrubs, plants that lose their foliage during the winter have less of a problem with winter damage because the leaves are gone. The leaves are what pulls the moisture out of the plant. And if the roots, if the leaves are gone, there's less demand on the plant, and the roots can stay frozen without damage to the top of the plant. So newly planted, non-leaf, non-evergreen type plants, mulch around them to keep the ground from freezing and thawing. If they were planted this year, and either in the spring or the fall, you should fertilize them to help the roots to get caught. And now is a good time. The ground is nice and warm. And if you can put a fertilizer, something that's organic, and if you have in your tool shed any of the mycorrhiza fertilizers, like Plant Thrive, or the Espoma Biotone, or any kind of a fertilizer that says contains mycorrhiza, if it's a liquid, soak the tree, the ground around the tree. If it's a powder, it has to be in contact with the soil for the mycorrhiza to help the plant. So sprinkle it on the ground, scratch it in, and if you've got bark mulch, you can do the same thing. Sprinkle it right on top of the bark mulch, cultivate it with your fingers 2 or 3 inches deep, and that way those microbes can get down to the roots. It will help them to grow. The tree will be better established before the ground freezes. And the other thing is, a newly planted tree, you need to water until the ground freezes. Especially right now, the tree is getting ready for winter. And if we go through a dry spell and you're not able to water, some of that energy that should be stored in the roots for next year will escape through the leaves as a way to stay rigid, because you need to have moisture loss to keep the leaves nice and straight and strong and productive. So keep it wet. The roots will continue to grow. And when spring comes, they'll be well established, and you're going to have a much better looking plant. Now, there's certain plants that when the fall gets here, they need some extra care. Butterfly bush, and the one that requires the most is hydrangea. Butterfly bush, what I want you to do is when you've had a frost and everything is dead, remove the flowers. Just below that little pyramidal flower, I want you to cut it. The reason is, the flower on the butterfly bush will be anywhere from 2 to 6 inches on the plant. It's dead. If you get a heavy, wet snow, the snow will stick to the flower. The flower will get heavier and heavier, and if there's a lot of flowers on a plant, the snow load will increase, the branches will bend, and then the plant will start to break. So if you remove all of the dead flowers on your butterfly bush, and again, just below the bloom, don't cut it back a foot, just below the flower, it's going to help tremendously. Now, hydrangea, there are two types. There's the ball shape that everybody loves, the blue hydrangea. I mean, if you go to Cape Cod, it's nothing but blue hydrangea. When you live north of Cape Cod, the blues and the pink ball shape are not as easy for us to grow because our weather is colder. It's the winter lasts longer. And what I want you to do with the ball ones is anytime now, if you see that the color is fading, it's going from that beautiful purpley blue to kind of a green blue, cut all the flowers off. That will give the plant time to make a scab to prevent dehydration, and it will eliminate breakage of that plant because those flowers are big. You know, they're 4, 5, 6 inches in diameter or more. And you start building ice and snow on that, it will break that plant to bits. So clean them, and you'll be in great shape. Now, there's another ball shape that will take temperatures that will make it hardy in Burlington, Vermont, in Manchester, New Hampshire, in Presque Isle, Maine, Bangor, Maine, and that's the Annabelle. And the Annabelle is a June bloomer, like the blue, but the Annabelle is hardier. It will take colder weather, will take more wind, and it will also grow in the shade. The blue and the pink that grow on Cape Cod, they got to be in the sun. But the Annabelle will grow in the shade. Cut off the dead flowers right now. Keep it clean, and you'll have a lot less winter damage. When we come back, we're going to talk about the PG hydrangea, shaped like an ice cream.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're telling you today how to protect your plants and how to get them ready for the seasonal changes. And so I want you just to sit back, relax. We're going to have a great old time, and we're going to help to educate you to get you ready for the season. And also let you know we're still talking about our trip to Ireland. We're leaving May 13th through the 22nd. We're visiting 10 incredible gardens, and we're over halfway filled. So if you'd like to get some information and join us in beautiful, can you imagine Ireland? You know, it's known to be green, but in May, it's going to be green, and all the flowers are going to be in bloom. Here's the phone number, 800-322-9481. Call that number. They'll give you all the information. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, there, and click on trip, there's a description of what we're going to do every single day. And while you're there, sign up for our email newsletter. This is a newsletter that comes out every single Thursday. It's free, and we pick different topics that pertain to the time of the year, and you'll get it in your computer every single Thursday. So go to paulparent.com. Top of the page, it says email newsletter. Click on it, put in your email address, submit, and while you're there, click on what the newsletter looked like this week, and you can see what I wrote this past week. Okay, now we're talking about hydrangea. The Annabelle and your ball, your beautiful blues and your pinks, those are great. But for those of us that live in a colder climate, or we want fall color, there is one called the PG hydrangea. And that's to make it simple for you, because you don't need to remember paniculata grandiflora. PG is fine. Now, this can be grown as a bush or as a single stem tree. And this is a wonderful plant. They'll grow in a neighborhood of 6 to 10 feet. They'll grow in full sun or in half to three-quarters of the day of shade. The flowers are in the shape of a cone, 6 to 10 inches tall, and about 6 to 8 inches wide. They start off green, they go to white, and then in September, once we've had a frost or some cold nights, pink begins to appear on it. And you can cut them and dry them. They're great for those big, beautiful, fluffy wreaths that you can put on your front door or inside the house. You just cut the flowers, you hang them upside down in your garage, and you can do that anytime now. If you want to be all white, cut it now. Hang the blooms upside down from the rafters of your garage or in your tool shed, someplace where the air moves. If you put it in the basement, there's no air movement. And what's going to happen is the flowers are going to have little black dots on them. And that's mold because there's no air circulating. It takes about 10 days. They dry beautiful. And you can use it for centerpieces or for wreaths. Now, what I like about the PG is the PG will live in Canada and will also live into the Carolinas. There's no care to it. There's no winter protection. It's just a wonderful, wonderful plant. You prune it to control the height, the width, and the shape of the plant, whether you want to be a bush or a small flowering tree. No diseases, no insects, no care, and it just grows and it's beautiful. So think about that plant, maybe adding it when the nurseries have fall sales this year. Now, the one thing I forgot to tell you on the blue hydrangea and the pink hydrangea, the old-fashioned one is called Niko, N-I-K-O, blue, and the new ones are much hardier, much stronger. And some of them will even live in coastal New Hampshire. They'll live in coastal and southern Maine. And these are called Endless Summer. And these are a new generation of much hardier plants. So if you live north of Boston, ask for the Endless Summer varieties. They do need to be mulched heavy for the winter months. So when all the leaves come off, tie the branches together, fill it with bark mulch, and you're ready to go.